Exercise is indispensable to health, May 13. The glory of young men is their strength. Attention to health is one of our most important duties. We owe this to ourselves, to society, and to God. Young men and young women are proverbially careless in regard to their health. Exercise is indispensable to the health of every organ. If one set of muscles is used to the neglect of others, the living machinery is not being worked intelligently. When physical exercise is taken, the circulation is quickened. The heart receives blood faster and sends it to the lungs faster. The lungs work more vigorously, furnishing a greater amount of blood, which is sent with stronger power through the entire being. Exercise gives new life and strength to every part of the body. The nerves gain or lose strength in accordance with the way in which they are treated. If used too long and too severely, they are overtaxed and weakened. If used properly, they gain strength. In order to have health, equilibrium of action must be maintained. The mind must harmonize with this. If physical exercise is regarded as drudgery, if the mind takes no interest in the exercise of the different parts of the body, the benefits will not be realized. The mind must be interested in exercise of the muscles. In the education of the youth, physical exercise must be combined with mental taxation. Perfect obedience to God's commands calls for conformity to the laws of the being. The time spent in physical exercise is not lost. The student who is constantly poring over his books, while he takes but little exercise in the open air, does himself an injury. A proportionate exercise of the various organs and faculties of the body is essential to the best work of each. When the brain is constantly taxed while the other organs are left inactive, there is a loss of physical and mental strength. The physical powers are robbed of their healthy tone, the mind loses its freshness and vigor, and a morbid excitability is the result. In order for men and women to have well-balanced minds, all the powers of the being should be called into use and developed. The Lord bids us reason from cause to effect, to remember that we are His property, and to unite with Him in keeping the body pure and healthy, and the whole being sanctified to Him.